what we've seen is a dramatic increase in private operators picking up home help hours in Donegal, rising from just over 4,500 hours in 2011 to over 81,000 hours in 2015. That's a 20-fold increase in those 4 years, and it's staggering, while at a time that the public sector hours haven't increased hardly at all.
And what now for those people if this funding to private companies continues to rise?
Well, it's very clear that, you know, not only is this, in my view, a bad use of public money, because this comes out of the health budget, and we've seen that over that period, €1.8 million have been paid to private companies to provide home help hours. Now, I'll acknowledge that in some cases where there's complex cases, that there may be a need for, you know, specialised type of home help services that's available in the private sector, and that may be merited. However, the scale that we're looking at here in Donegal, with 81,465 hours in 2015 and rising year on year, it points very clearly to the fact that there's a privatisation agenda here at the heart of government, at the heart of the HSE. This is something that was rolled out in other counties throughout the state, that type of privatisation agenda in terms of this sector, but has been resisted very valiantly by the trade union sector and those working in the home help services at the coalface. It's the first time, I've been asking for figures like this for over a year now, but this is the first time now that we see very clearly that there is an attempt, and not only an attempt, but that the privatisation of the home help sector is happening before our eyes and has been ongoing for the last number of years.